The following shiur has been presented by Harav Moshe Lowy, Rav of the Agudas Yisrael of Toronto, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur is on Brachos Mem Zayin. We'll speak about the Inyan of Amen. Gemara says, "Kol ayna amen yoyse medai ayna l'toya." That when the amen is too long, you're a toya, because, and like the Rishonim say, because then you can't recognize that it's amen. Then the Gemara says, "Tan rabbanan ayn aynin loy amen chatufa." You shouldn't answer amen chatufa. And the street shot them in chatufa. Rashi says chatufa is that he doesn't say amen; he says amen. Doesn't say it's a strong komatz. Other Rishonim learn Amen Chatufa, the Ben Yonah learns, that he says it fast, Amen. And the Aruch learns Amen Chatufa, he says the Amen before the person finishes his bracha. He started saying, he said, Bayer Pri Ha Ei, and you say Amen. He says, Chanam Arbe L'Sloi, and you say Amen. And we pass like all these shitas, since we're down in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Chav Dalet, that a person should be machmer all these things, that the Amen should be a proper Amen. Before we continue, I just want to elaborate how important the Inyan of Amen is. And the many midrashim about Chazals, about the person who was an Izzar and Amen, that he was Nanish, why was he Nanish on time? There's a story where a person was by a king, and a guy mastered him and they hit him. And the reason was because he once, when his child said Amen, his child made a bracha, he didn't answer Amen. And like the Chazal teach us, Rav Shimon says in Shabbos that Kol Ayin Amen, personal Shar Gan Eden. If you answer Amen properly, you open up the Shar Gan Eden. And the word is going to say later here, Kol Amarich Ba'Amen Marich Le Yom HaBishloisav. So on, who says Amen properly with every consonant properly is Marich LeYom HaVishnoisav. The importance of answering Amen, and like the Lashon of the Rambam says Kol Hashemaya, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Gimel, Kol Hashemaya Echad Misrael Mavarech Bracha Mekol HaBrachos Kulan Avish LeShama Bracha Kula Chos Atzoyfa Avish Eina Chai Vais Bracha Chayiv LeAnois Amen. There's a Chiyiv to answer Amen. That means it's a mitzvah. If you hear a bracha and as a chiyuv to answer Amen, if you don't answer Amen, there's oinish that you're not saying Amen. We'll explain a little later why and elaborate what then you why it's so important to Amen. But if you look at our Gemara, it's interesting how the Gemara continues and all the halachas of Amen is so important. First, it shouldn't be chatufa, like we said, the three pshatim. Then it says, "V'loi amen ketufa." It should be amen ketufa. So Rashi says that he doesn't say the nun properly. That he says ketufa, and he doesn't say it properly. He says, "I remember as a child, I used to hear this person, you know, as a chassid, should say umai." He never said the nun. He didn't say amen. And others say Amen Ketufa is that he doesn't say the mem properly. That he says Amen. Others say that Ketufa means that he says it Gechaft. He doesn't say it Klor. And others are going to say Amen Ketzora. That he says the Amen very fast. He says Amen. And it shouldn't be Yosem Diga Amen. Yosem Diga Amen, what does it mean? How could Amen be Yosema? So here it is, big machloek is showing what Amen Yosema is. But the main thing is Yosema is that it's not attached to a bracha. And we'll see when it's called not attached to a bracha. So Amen Yosema is that just like Yosema, the Shoyim say, it doesn't have a father and a mother. So this Amen doesn't have the Shoyrish, the Ava Aim, It's a yosem without the shirish, the parent of the amen, which is the bracha. And Chazal teach us, v'loi benaze oimer kol oin amen yisoyma chas v'sholom yina banav yisoyma. Someone answers amen yisoyma chas v'sholom d'oinishes banav yisoyma. Chatufa yischatfu yomav. Someone answers a chatufa, one of the pshatim we learn, the chatufa, then his days will be gechapt. Ktufa yischatfu yomav. Ktufa will be ogahakt. Yischatfu yomav means he'll die fast. And yischatfu yomav is he'll die, and but he won't live as long as he should. Chalamarach ba'amein, marichal lo yomav v'shnoisav. And someone who is Marach in Amen, the Rabban Shalom will give him Yomim and Shonim, like the Rishonim say, the difference between Yomim and Shonim. Shonim means you live long years, and Yomim, that every day he's lived healthy. And to understand why important the importance of Amen, we'll explain soon. But first we'll go into Aloch a little. It says you shouldn't answer Amen Yisoyma. What's called Amen Yisoyma? So here's a big machlokes of Rishonim, what the Amen Yisoyma is. Rashi says the Amen Yisoyma is that he didn't hear the bracha, just he hears it saying Amen. That's Yisoyma, because he doesn't know what the bracha is going on. There's no father to this Amen. Because, like the Rishonim explained, that in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, this is Shulchan Aruch, that when you say Amen, you should have Kavona, where the Mechaber says, the person says Amen. When a person says Amen, so it says Yechavim b'yan Amen akol brocha b'ein oisem yotzi de tefillah b'ein oisem lo yotzu b'kavona sheyechavim b'lima emesi ha'brocha sheberecham b'rofa animam b'zeh. The word Amen comes from Memuna, that I believe in it. So, and the way the Mishabura Paschal is from all the Rishonim and Achronim. Really, there's three different kavanas when you have, you say Amen. Amen that you say after Birchas HaShvach is that I believe. Amen, I believe in a Mamen, the Rabbi Shalom did this, that he, I Mamen that. And you also have kavana, the Chayotma says, that you also have kavana on the Barachat Hashem. Amen, that Hashem's name should be Mevarach. So, yeah, the Amen means I, Amen, that the name, the Hashem's name should be Mevarach. And Amen, that I'm Amen in this. In the brachas of Tefillah, you have Kavan also, that the bracha is that Rabbi Hashem should help, that like in all the Tefillahs, Mar v'Lesloyach, Erfeinu, Goyal Yisrael, Shema Akeleinu, Shema Yatfilo, Yav Kavona, the Rabbi Shom Shetaka, Yishma Yatfilo. In Kaddish, it says Yishav Kavona, that the Rabbi Shom Halavai should do it. He's Gadol, it's Kaddish, Shmei Rabba. Yishav Kavona. So the Inyan of Amen is that Amen, you're being Mamen, and you're also saying, Eidos, that I believe that this is true, and I believe everything the person is saying. I'm seconding everything the person is saying. I'm going and by me saying Amen, I am asserting that what he said is true. If a person says Amen Yisoyma, you didn't hear the bracha. So what is the Amen on? What are you saying? You stand playing Amen. So it's Amen Yisoyma. So Frek Rashi, we find the Gemara Sukkah in Alexandria, they didn't hear the bracha, they just raised the flag and they answered Amen. And there they didn't hear the bracha. And for Rashi, and the same thing Tosfos here, that there they knew what the bracha was. So according to Rashi, if you know what the bracha is, it's not called Amen Yisoyma. Because like we said, the main svar is, I'm saying Amen, I believe, and I'm saying that what the person said is Emes V'yatziv. And Memela, if a person knows what the bracha is, according to Rashi Tosfos, it's not called Amen Yisoyma, because you know what the bracha is. According to Rabbeinu Nissim, the Tosfos brings in Sukkah, and the Rambam is mashma like that. the Rosh brings this pshat, they hold that Amen Nisayim is only when you're mechuyev in a bracha, and you're supposed to be yoytze with a bracha, and you didn't hear the bracha, and you answer Amen, then the Amen is Amen Nisayim. Why? Because since you want to be yoytze the bracha with Amen, and you have a chid be yoytze the bracha, and here you're Amen, you're not being yoytze with this bracha, so it's like empty Amen. Like you're Amen, you're not being yoytze with the bracha. You're supposed to hear the whole bracha. To be yoytze the bracha, you have to hear the whole bracha. And if you didn't hear the bracha, and you answer Amen, it's Amen Yisoymas. And but if it's a bracha, which you don't have to be yoytze, even if you didn't hear the bracha, even if you didn't know what the bracha is about, it's not Amen Yisoymas, because you're saying a general Amen. Because in the place where you have to be yoytze the bracha, the Amen has to be attached to the bracha. And if you don't know what the bracha is, you didn't hear the bracha, even if you know what the bracha is, if you didn't hear the bracha, it's not attached to the bracha, so it's a yisoyma. It means you're saying Amen, which is supposed to be attached to something, and it's not attached to it. That's called the yisoyma. But in a place where the Amen really doesn't have to be attached to the bracha, it's Amen, anything you hear, so the Rambam and the Rabbeinu Nissim and the Rosh, they hold Amen like that is not called Amen Yisayim. So it comes out of Big Machlaik Slavacha. In a regular bracha, if someone says Bari Priyates, if according to Rashi, you have to know that he's saying the bracha, which bracha he's saying. If not, it's Amen Yisayim. According to the Rambam, since you don't want to be Yoytz of the bracha, even if you don't know what the bracha is, it's still not called Amen Yisayim. So the Machaber Paschal is like the Rambam and Rabbeinu Nissim, and he writes that in Vesaris of Sim, the Rambam and Rabbeinu Nissim, and the Rosh also holds like that. He Paschal that only a bracha that's Mechuyev it's called Amen Yisayim, but a bracha that's not Mechuyev is not called Amen Yisayim. The Ramah is Machmer, and he holds like Rashi, and that even if you're not being Yoytze the bracha, but if you don't know the bracha, you have to at least know what bracha it is. If you don't know what the bracha is, then it's called Amen Yisayim. So we machmer like both shitas. Look at chila. We machmer that if you mechuyev v'dover, the loch is you have to hear the whole bracha, and knowing is not enough, or at least hear the soif of the bracha, which is Baruchat Hashem. If you don't hear Slach Lonu, but the main thing, the end of the bracha is Baruchat Hashem, you should hear the whole Baruchat Hashem. And like the Rambam says, if you hear it, you by Yisrael, Yetzer Amen. And we also paskin that a bracha that you're not mechuyev, the halacha is, at least you should know what bracha it is, even if you're not mechuyev. So we machmer by mechuyev, you should hear, we machmer, it's not enough to know. You have to hear the bracha. By ain mechuyev, we machmer, that you should at least know what the bracha is, and then, if you don't know what the bracha is, by ain mechuyev, then the bracha is you can't answer Amen, it's called Amen Yisayim, because you don't know what the Amen is going on, you at least have to know what the Amen is going on. The Ben Yonah says, interesting to hear, that according to Rashi and Tosfos, and the Ben Yonah comes out, the L'chaira, even if a bracha that's mechuyev, as long as you know the bracha, you're yoytze. So it's a peladiga. How could you be yoytze if you didn't hear the bracha? Like the Rama says often before in Alchayat Gimel, you have to hear the bracha to be able to be yoytze. If you don't hear the bracha, you're missing even one word of the bracha. How could you be yoytze? How is there a havana to be yoytze if you didn't hear the bracha? The Teretz is, hear it speaking where you hear them answering Amen. And the Rambam says often that even if you hear against Amen, it's not enough. Here it's being where you hear them answer Amen. We hear them answer Amen, and it's still said like it's part of the bracha. And you say Amen also. The Rambam says often there's a big chiluk to hear a bracha or to answer Amen on the bracha. If you hear a bracha, you're yoytze k'ayna. And if you say Amen, it's k'mavarech, like you made the bracha. Like the Chaim explained, that since you said words, you said the word Amen. Amen is you're going and saying that this bracha is a good bracha. So it's like you said the bracha with the word Amen. So Rabbi Yonah says comes out according to this that they would hold, Rashi and Tosfos would hold that if you even if you have mechuyev bracha, if you still came and they said Amen, it's still like they're still saying the bracha, and you know what the bracha is. So Yoytzu with the saying the word Amen is like you said the whole bracha, because Amen is you're going and saying that the bracha is a bracha. So Mela Yoytzu with saying Amen. The Rambam says often that you're not Yoytzu, you have to hear the whole bracha. And though Yehei Me'oinim means that's called Amen Yisoyma. If you have to Yoytzu bracha and you didn't hear the bracha and you're saying Amen, it's Yisoyma. You're saying Amen and you're not Yoytzu, and you're saying Amen which is not attached to bracha, so it's a Yisoyma. And Chas V'Shalom, if you say Amen Yisoyma, then what's Chazal say? There's another pshat in Amen Yisoyma. If you don't say the Amen right away, if it's Achak Dei Dibur, they finish the bracha and you wait, you don't answer Amen right away, that's also called Amen Yisoyma. Comes out, halacha, we have to be machmer, and Chazal say, if you're not machmer, if you say Amen Yisoyma, so you have to be machmer, and all these are fanim, that shouldn't be Amen Yisoyma. First, by a mechuyev, you should hear the whole bracha. By regular bracha, you should at least know what the bracha is about. And if you answer right away, Amen, and not wait, it's all called Yisoyma if you don't do it right away. That's the sikkum of the halacha of Amen Yisoyma. You have to do all that. You have to say it right away, B'tokhile Dibur, and you should hear the bracha like a chila. You should really hear it. By Chazar Sashatz, there's some, the kind tzedek holds in the Teshvatz, that you should, the idea is it's like a mechuyev b'davar. Even though you davened already, it's considered like, since Chazal were Kaveya, you have to have Chazal Sashatz and you have to listen. So it's considered like Mechuy B'dover. So the Ketzila, you should listen to the whole bracha from beginning to the end. That's how the Teshvatz holds. Or at least the end of the bracha, Baruchat Hashem, you should hear the Baruchat Hashem. La Locha L'maitza, even if you didn't hear the whole bracha, and they're answering Amen on the bracha, you could answer, and they're still saying Amen, you could answer Amen, we're passing still. It's considered like still saying the bracha, and you could answer Amen. The reason why Amen is so important, and Chas V'Shalom, if you don't answer Amen, or if you answer Amen, it's not a proper Amen, and you get an Einish word. Chazal said, Godel Ein Amen Yoyser Me'am Mevarach. That it's the one who says Amen is even greater than Mevarach. Why? Because the one who makes the bracha is making a bracha that he has to say the bracha. That's he makes by creates. Someone who says Amen and goes and is mechazik, and the bracha says, I believe also in that. He's going and is mechazik the bracha. So God, amen, amen, when a person says amen, he's going and screaming, I believe that what he says is true, and I'm a ma'amen, and that it's true, and I'm davening by Hashem Shehov that it should be true. But the ikar of amen is that I'm a ma'amen in it. If a person doesn't answer amen properly, so he's showing that his amen is a joke. That, you know, here you're supposed to go and be mechazik and say amen, that I'm being mekayim, what the person is saying, and then you make a joke out of it. Amen, amen, amen. You say amen, amen, and you don't really say with the klora amen that you have a munah. It's make a chazik of a munah. And if you don't answer amen, it's Chas V'Shalom the biggest of error, because you don't want to go and be mechazik what the person said and say amen that it's true. Rabbi Yisrael Shehov, that which Mizrach had always answer Amen properly. And Mizchus answering Amen properly, the Abish is going to be Poisach, Shag and Eden, and call Amarach for Amen. You say Amen properly. You don't say fast. You say Amen. You say Amen. You say it properly. Then, and the only thing it says, like, be a Yoyser, Koyla Yoyser, you shouldn't say Amen. It's like some people scream Amen loud when the Chazan says you're supposed to say it. It's supposed to be together, God al Shamiti. Together, the Chazan says in a voice. Sure, if he says it real quiet, you should say it loud. But if not, you should say it with the same voice. God Hashem Iti, you shouldn't be a Balgaiba with Amen. And my job is Chus Amen, which we say, but with Amen, there will be a Gula, but here we may know Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.